o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. The cuts continue over at 1265 Lombardi Avenue per Bill Huber, who has been working the phones with all the agents. Bill does a great job of this. He really does. And he also talked to Aaron Rodgers yesterday, which I thought was pretty cool. I don't know if you're familiar with Brant Banks. He's been released, an offensive lineman, not to be confused with Aaron Banks, which, by the way, Chewy asked me a really good question this morning, because it was a really good question that you asked yesterday on our show, and we need to get answered. And that is Aaron Banks' back issues, is that something more significant than we have been led to believe, or is it just a veteran player resting up for the start of the season?
I think what you've seen, not shocked that he didn't play in the preseason game, but he's missed some time now. And you said it yesterday, you know, the whole soft bed deal out in Indy and guys' backs, Elton and Kenny, both returned back to practice. He hasn't. And if my memory serves me, his back, he missed some stuff in the off-season/early training camp with that back. So I'm not going to say we should be in panic mode
Chicken by Little.
Any stretch. But I do think that if you don't see him out this week working, that means you are already starting to plan that you have to at least have a plan to have a plan that he ain't playing. Now, that can all go away when they – I don't know when they're going to give those guys off. I'm guessing they'll have the weekend off, mm-hmm. and they'll do a little nice little practice, team picture type deal on Monday. And then, hey, baby, this season's rolling. Let's go. And if he ain't out there on Wednesday of next week – now you're really starting to get concerned about his availability, or at least how healthy he'll be and how productive he can be if he's not practicing by the middle of next week. So let's see how the rest of this week goes before we start getting all, as you like to put it so eloquently, chicken little-y.
Just got the media advisory from the Packers. I don't know what we have planned on Thursday. So there's no availability today. Today's Tuesday. Tomorrow, Goody will talk at 2. Matt LaFleur at 2:25. So thank you to them. LaFleur was giving me a hard time after the Seahawks joint practice. Where the hell have you been? You don't come to press conferences anymore? They're during the show. Move them to 12:05.
A little under the weather there, Jason.
Did he ask you at all about your turf toe,
or did he just get the report right from the doc?
I think he tries to not ask the doctor.
Were you
about
listed
injuries.
On the injury report? Did you get listed on the injury report?
They don't issue those in training camp, so no.
Yeah, no, but they do internally. They do internally.
He usually steps up to the like first thing he says is he's out. He's limited. He's limited.
Well, that's when he's required to do it. He's not.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Somebody should have gotten his ear, and said, went through all that, and then said, "Jason, thanks for weathering the storm here and fighting through. I know you're battling.
What a game!
You don't want to give any HIPAA stuff, but you're battling a toe. Yeah, that would have been real fun.
It was fine. He also really liked my "I just hope both teams have fun" T-shirt that I wore to the joint practice. But if I may,
that is a good shirt.
It is a great shirt. I love that
fairness,
shirt. Got
it
at the UW
it up,
bookstore, where they also sell ice cream.
In fairness.
I'm sorry?
You brought that up. Oh, in fairness, you brought up the whole thing. I didn't, just in fairness.
Yeah, it's true. In fairness. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Enjoy your coffee without a lid. Practice at 3:10 tomorrow, and then we'll have players in the locker room. Thursday, Matt LaFleur speaks at 8:35 a.m.,
Jeez. Nice. Right
and then they're
the
practicing at 9:15, and we are back into our regular season rules where we don't get to stay for very long and we get booted. So they're practicing at 9:15 and then post-practice locker room, and then they are off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So this came literally as you were talking about that. As a player, you're loving the fact that the coach is having practice at 9:15 on Thursday, so you can get on the first thing smoking out of town for your long Labor Day weekend. Am I right?
Yeah, well, for me, it was, you know, you just get, but for a lot of guys, yeah, it's, you get this a little respite here for 3 days, and I'm certain that the coaches will be very nervous, just like they are when they release guys for that 6 week window there from June to training camp. This is where you guys can find a little trouble, and, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. There's college football. You hope most of these guys go back and if they're to their alma maters, watch some football, get back with family and friends. Some guys are going to let it rip, too. There's going to be some guys that want to let it rip because they know you're pretty much locked down here for the next, hopefully, six, seven months. That's what
Nicely
we're looking
done.
To do. And so this is the schedule that every player is going to love. And, by the way, I think most of these coaches, even though I don't think the coaches will enjoy it, I'm guessing they're going to grind away because they realize they have 2 games in 5 days. They're going to probably not enjoy their Labor Day weekend as much if they had a normal schedule where it was in, you know, spread out a little bit more. They're going to have to really game plan for 2 games because they're going to have some time allotted. So they might get out for a day, would be my guess. Players will enjoy the full 3 days.
So the other cut that Bill Huber just posted about is Israel Abanaconda, the running back who played for the Jets briefly a couple years ago, played at Pitt. Look, I think Tausch is right, and I was wrong on that one as well. I thought there was a chance that they may keep 4 running backs because they're going to IR Marshawn Lloyd with his hamstring. But as we have talked about many times on this show, the practice squad rules are great now, right? When you were playing, like if you were elevated from the practice squad for 1 game, you then had to be released and clear waivers to get your guy back on the practice squad, which, hey, if you got claimed by another team and you got an opportunity to be on their 53, great, right? Great opportunity for you. But in some instances, that's a challenge. So if we're waiting to see what the opening day kick returner will be, it could still be Israel Abanaconda. If they bring him back on the practice squad and then they can elevate him on game day, that has given a lot more roster flexibility. We've heard Matt LaFleur and Goody talk about the fact that they basically look at this as a 70-man roster with the 16+1 on the practice squad and the 53-man roster. So in reality, they will be moving on from 20 guys today-ish, right? They got to make 38 moves, including the Irish kicker who will not be making the team. But one will be Watson to PUP. Another will be Colin Oliver to PUP. And then I'm guessing they'll use both of their allotted, put them on IR right away at the final cuts, but designate them for return. One will be Lloyd, maybe. Lloyd. The other one will be Jacob Monk. Maybe the other one will be Savion Williams. But that's 4 moves there. And if you bring back most of your other guys, we're talking about 20 guys that they'll actually say goodbye to. And one of them, as was first reported by CBS Sports, is Isaiah Simmons, which, again, I don't think anybody on this panel anyway is surprised by.
I think that's one of the harder names to spell.
Isaiah?
I think Isaiah's a tough spell.
Yeah, there's an extra I in there for
it just,
no
yeah,
reason.
It's just not an easy phonetic thing to do. I've always thought that. When you're talking biblical names, there's a lot of crazy biblical names. I would argue Isaiah might be one of the tougher ones to, like Deuteronomy. I can spell Deuteronomy all day. I would struggle with Isaiah if I can't write it out.
All right, so Isaiah Thomas, does he spell it the way you think he should? Because he doesn't spell it the traditional way. I think it's got an extra, Jesse, I think you mean it's got an extra A in there. Don't you? 2 A's?
I don't know.
Isaiah Thomas spells Isaiah I-S-I-A-H.
He's not the best color guy in the game for nothing.
I don't know. Not much.
I don't know. What, are you reporting from minicamp? What
Packers?
Do you see? No, I don't know.
What do you think of the Packers' moves today? We'll see.
Isaiah Thomas, who Michael Jordan and none of the members of the Dream Team wanted around, I-S-I-A-H. Isaiah.
I-S-I-A-H.
Yeah. Isaiah Abanaconda, Isaiah Simmons, Isaiah McDuffie. Then another Isaiah, too, that was a safety that they put on IR earlier in camp. They go I-S-A-I-A-H.
Yes, that is the one that throws me off. It's a tough spell. That is a tough spell. I kind of wish they'd just go Isaac. And then you know you got the two A's.
Back to back.
I wish. Sure. Yeah.
Well, luckily,
Jacob and Isaac. Yeah, you got Isaiah.
Esau. I got to get Esau in there.
Tonight, the Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher tonight is Brandon Faadt, P-F-A-A-D-T. That's always been a fun one because it looks like it.
I always
Brandon
have loved
Faadt.
The P-F, though. I think the P, the silent, I think that silent P is as good.
The Pfister Hotel?
I love it. Yeah, I think it's fun. I do. I love the P-Fs. I think it's great.
Well, luckily, our good buddy Doug from Kohler Services just spells his name like every other Doug. And Kohler, doesn't matter how you spell it, you know they're the best in business.
Oh, indeed. And you know what? It was great, refreshing for a new bath or shower remodel. You know what? We got a great offer from Kohler Services. This month only, you get zero interest financing for 12 months. And you get a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. My old pal Chris from Oosberg, one of their many skilled installers. I was down. We demoed the heck out of that bathroom, ripped that tile out, bath the choker, get it all out of there, remove all of that, and dispose it. And then you install that beautiful, bright, shiny, new, brand new shower. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
Are you really not going to do it during this promotion? Are you really not going to do it? What do you get for free?
The Lugstone shower. You get a shower door. Free shower door.
A free shower door.
Shower door.
Nope. I only can sing so much, guys. I mean, I already gave the Iola three different times. So, yeah, I'll...
Protecting
we got a little
the pipes.
Time left this
All right, I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
I got a game to work on Thursday. I can't be out here singing.
Oh, I got a game to work.
Well, I do.
That's the vocal cords. We will talk more about cuts and protect Tausch's vocal cords next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
On coming, which again, in most instances, not all, but most, when it comes to a young player, it is an intermediate step on their way to the practice squad. But per Jordan Schultz, as Tausch likes to call him, the Starbucks guy, the Green Bay Packers have released Mecole Hardman. Again, not a surprise, right?
No.
Like, he needed to have a really...
Did he win the Steinhoffels last week, Jesse? Did we... I know we did put it on the analytics community to do that because we gave him the summer off.
Yeah, that was nice of us.
He had a nice return, right? That's true.
There were some moments in helmets and shorts in the off-season program where you were like, whew, okay. And then there were opportunities, right? I mean, I mentioned this with all the time, all those wide receivers were missing. When they went to their three wide receiver set on the first snap of a practice in 11-on-11, the number one group was Romeo Doubs, Matthew Golden, and Mecole Hardman. But it just... Yeah, he did not have a very good game against the Jets, and it just never kind of got going. So that is not a big surprise there.
So what are we doing return-wise? Because he was brought in as a return guy. Like, that's what he was doing. Right. I mean, that, and then, as you mentioned, then some of the injuries came up and his opportunities were there for him to snap one of these spots up. Didn't happen. So what are we doing return-wise now? What are we going to be doing?
Great question. So I do think that they're in a little bit of a pickle, a quandary.
Pickler.
Yeah, I can't wait to wear my sweatshirt that Tony gave me again. I got a nice pair of Nike 270s that match it perfectly.
Really soft.
Very really soft. Soft. Totally agree.
Very
yeah.
Soft.
Really
supple.
Liked it.
Soft and supple, which is a rare thing in a sweatshirt.
I'm not sure supple is what I was looking for, but okay. So I think what their plan is, because do you want your CB1 out there returning kicks, Keyshawn Nixon?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
When you already don't have Nate Hobbs and you don't know if he's going to be ready for the opener? I do not.
Okay.
I don't think that's the juice is worth the squeeze there.
So and a couple kick return touchdowns isn't going to be worth it? Okay.
I don't know if he's going to get a kick return for a touchdown with the current rules, but maybe. I would pick my spots with him, but I would not have him be my regular returner. Okay.
Okay. That's a more fair point. Okay.
Okay. Good. All right. I'm glad we agree. And then.
Well, I don't want Desmond Howard returning kicks in that Super Bowl. Oh, I don't want.
I didn't realize Desmond Howard was their number one wide receiver.
I don't want Desmond. He was a Heisman winner. I don't want to get him hurt. Gotta bundle him up.
Deion Sanders better not put him back there.
Yeah, we don't want Deion back.
Thank you for proving my point. They only used Deion in a few critical moments, and a lot of times he delivered. That's what I would do with Keyshawn Nixon. Also, on punt returns, do I want Jaden Reed back there?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, Jaden Reed might be the fourth wideout. He might
maybe.
Be.
I think what they will do, and we'll see. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. I think they will sign Israel Abanaconda to the practice squad, and I think he will return kicks for them in the opener. Did he fumble that on a run? I remember he had a fumble on Saturday, but I think that's a distinct possibility. I don't know what other
options they have.
I have
not listened to a lot of Rich Bisaccia this offseason. Are we expecting more kick returns because of the penal way that they've went about? They're expecting to return more kicks, correct?
Yes, they are. So, again,
right.
And he has said that at the very least he would like to be able to have Keyshawn Nixon doing it when they pick their spots. But with the touchback coming out to the 35, it has definitely changed their thought process. Which I think makes sense.
I would love to understand why the punt is still at the 20 and the kick. Like, why would we not do the same thing with the punt? Force people to go for it. More action. Like, what are we doing? Make it uniform.
So,
I'm fine with that. Make it uniform.
All right, so flesh this out for me then.
Yeah.
Because your thought process there would be that if you had it as punitive to kick a touchback on a punt as it is for a kickoff. They want more kickoff returns. They don't want it to be a dead play. And they think they've improved the safety of the play, so now they want more kickoff returns again. But if you kick a touchback, you get the ball at the 35, that's much closer to scoring position than you would have been previously. It was 30 last year, before that it was 25. Once upon a time it was just the 20. My question for you is, with a punt, you're saying that if you're near midfield and you decide on 4th and 4 to punt, and then you kick a touchback and it goes out to the 35, you're thinking this will make more teams go for it on something more than 4th and 1. Because the juice will not be worth the punting, because you're going to lose 35 yards if you don't kick it. And get it down before the goal line. Correct? That's the argument?
Yes. And it's more
it's a good
consistent
argument.
With what's going on. No, that should happen. And it will. And somebody smarter than me will come up with that idea. And that's what it's never made any sense to me. Like, a touchback is a touchback is a touchback. All of a sudden, what now? A touchdown from the 50 is worth more than a touchdown from the 20? They're both 6 points. Why is it with kickoffs and punts it's different? Somebody explain it to me like I'm an idiot. Because I'm here. I'd love for you to explain it to me. Why don't they have it uniform?
Yeah, because they're trying to get more kickoffs is the answer to that. But you just stumbled
onto
something.
Well, they want less punts.
Well.
Yeah.
How do you... You said something there that I'm now intrigued by. Should, if you want more big plays, if you want to encourage big plays, should longer touchdowns be worth more points?
No. No. They shouldn't be. But that is, in essence, what they're doing. And it's dumb.
You know, I didn't know where you drew the line of innovator.
Listen, man, if they want to go down that rabbit hole,
touchdown pass feels like it should be worth more than a 2 yard.
Right. If they want to go down that rabbit hole, I am all in. I think it would be awesome.
Oh, okay.
It would be awesome.
You get a touchdown beyond midfield. You get a touchdown. I say you don't have to kick the extra point. You get an automatic 7.
You should get an automatic 2-point conversion then if it's plus 50.
That's it. Be beyond the 20. On the other, if it's an 80-yard touchdown or better, you get automatic 2-point conversion. Beyond midfield, you get an automatic 1. Anything else, you got to kick it.
Yeah, I love all of it. I want all these ideas flushed out. I want all of them. I think it's a great idea.
All right, we will continue to monitor the cuts. There's some other things we want to get to as well today, though. Want to get to tell you, though, about, for the first time, how you can stream all of ESPN all in one place. If you haven't heard about this, you haven't been listening, because it's a really big deal, and we're excited to be part of it with ESPN changing the game for everyone. All the best live sports, all of the most important championship moments, the studio shows, the documentaries, the originals. There's so many, you can't even name all the great things that are on the new ESPN app. Plus, you get all new great features, like watching 4 games at once, with multi-view, your fantasy team being updated live in-game. SportsCenter, customized just for you. They have thought of everything to make this the ultimate destination for fans. So check it out now. Sign up for the all-new ESPN app. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Bill Huber, if you don't follow him already, at Bill Huber NFL on Twitter.
You got after Jesse a little bit on Twitter, didn't he?
He did.
I advocate not following Bill on Twitter.
If you were, you would have seen, or you'd have been an early adopter or a knowledger about Jesse and his tribute to Bob Uecker.
Recently unfollowed, actually.
You didn't unfollow him. That would be unprofessional.
No, I didn't unfollow him. I was irritated with him, but I didn't unfollow him.
Julian Hicks, who spent all of last season on the practice squad and could be back there, released. But here's a little interesting phrase from Bill in his Julian Hicks report. He could return to the practice squad, but that could be dependent on if Mecole Hardman returns. So, would Mecole Hardman accept a practice squad spot in order to stay in Green Bay? Because remember,
this league is let me tell you something. This league's a humbling place. And people want to work.
Right.
People like that bread. So, you think? Yeah.
Well, maybe. I mean, look, are there other teams where he might make a 53?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. The guy did catch a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. So now the Packers have also...
Eddie Lacy.
League comes at you fast. Amar Johnson, the promising running back from South Dakota State, the Jackrabbit. He was also released. We'll see if he is a practice squad candidate or not, because you can't bring them all back. Love that song. So we'll keep you updated on that throughout today's show as the Packers continue to make their moves. Nothing yet on Sean Clifford, but I don't see them keeping three quarterbacks on the 53, even with the question of Jordan Love's left thumb. Right. Okay. I mean, first of all, they expect him to be full go, but even if not, even
you
if they're a little worried.
You can bring a guy up, too. They're not going to have three active rostered QBs.
No, they are not.
Unless Dan Marino comes back and he's healthy.
Isn't there a commercial? I think it's for some chips of some sort, not for ice cream.
Jerry Rice and, that whole crew. Yep.
They're all sitting around talking about how they could still play.
Jerry's
eating
rice.
Have you watched any of this 40 and under football that is out on social media? All these old farts playing just for the love of it. And again, I don't know if this is AI'd or not, but guys are blowing their knees out. They're playing just physical tackle football at 40U.
What? Like former NFL players?
Jesse, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Not a clue. This is the first I've heard of it.
So there's this league, and it's like they call it 40 and under, and guys that are done, and they're just out balling. They're just playing tackle football and going hard, and it's a whole racket, man. Like, it's on social. And, again, I am not an AI detector. I'm having a hard time what's AI and what's not. It's going to be something I'm going to have to keep working at and learn.
God, I just would like to take a moment and just say, well, kind of like Costanza talking to Seinfeld on the Menage a Trois episode. Do you ever get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia? Yeah, a new wave of viral clips have taken over social media, and this time the spotlight is on 40U football leagues.
Yeah.
God, you're just so plugged in, man. Over the last few weeks, clips have been circulating across X, Instagram, and TikTok showing grown men around the age of 40 going all out for organized league games, from elaborate touchdown celebrations to heated sideline arguments and dramatic post-game interviews. So wait, since you're the aficionado of this, are they wearing pads?
I believe so, yes.
So it's like the basketball tournament, but in football, and it's older dudes?
I would think that's not probably a bad comp. I think you're going to have guys playing really hard for the love of the game. It's strictly for the love of the game, and they're going hard. And they're blowing out knees, and they're ripping Achilles, and they're jacking up shoulders, and they're probably getting concussed, but they love the game.
Hmm. Well, it's a thing. So again, kudos to old.
So you think it's real? You think
it is real? It is definitely real. This is not AI generated.
Okay.
I'm better at it than you, but that doesn't mean I'm good at it. But it's not.
I saw some waves taking over these boats, and I'm thinking that can't be. And I think that was AI.
I think we have ourselves a new segment brought to you by Gronk.
A new Digi-only segment every week. We show Tausch a video.
AI or not.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yerp, or AI.
I am all in on this game. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's going to require a little work from Jell, but I am all in on this game.
All right, well.
I have been pushing this, and since I can't get it done privately, I'm going to go public with this.
Oh, great.
Do you think our fans would love the trading card game where Jesse goes to a card shop and picks up, and you just look at the back of the card?
You have been
you
pushing
cover the
this
name,
for years.
Because I think it's a fun digi only. Oh, 1984. Oh, this guy played safety for the G&G. He had played in this many games. And then you can roll down to 85. Oh, and then he was gone in 86. Who is this Packer? How fun of a game is that?
So, all right.
But we can't get it done.
All right. First of all, I know the boys in Beaver Dam, the damn sports show have real sports cards as their perform.
Yes, Corey and Wally are their names, Tausch.
Lukaczynski.
They have real sports cards as their presenting sponsor, and we could probably connect with them, and they could help us with this. Here's the
guys. And again, I've literally been telling you this for 2 years.
Okay, but
well, I have.
I don't. I understand. I don't think, like, first of all, not everyone is like us and can name Terry Steinbach and Ron Hassey and Lance
only
Parrish.
Only Packer players, only Packers and Brewers.
I get it, but
do.
We have this, we have a knack for this. Secondly, if you want to do it in a digi-only format, you have about 3.5 minutes, and then we're back from commercial.
Yes, that's
perfect. Well,
that's
I don't know if it is.
Yes.
It could be harder than you think.
It
Not
won't
everyone
be.
Knows
it
these guys
be.
Like you do.
Well, then you tease it over to the next commercial. It's not
I
that
don't
hard.
Want to do like six straight digi-onlys to try
every
and get
commercial.
James Jones, no. Donald Driver, no.
It does sound like fun, though. I'm not against the idea. It's more the execution that I'm concerned
like
about. No.
Yeah, it's
an execution.
It is
issue.
Tough to execute. That's
okay,
true.
Thank you for acknowledging
Why don't
that.
You go do it on the damn sports show with Corey and Wally. Give us
idea.
A little proof of concept, and then we can go from there. How about that?
They would
that?
Love to have you.
I bet I gave you the proof of concept. You just don't want to have to
when
do it.
When did you give
Let's
us the proof of concept?
You want two guys to get something done
hit.
Around here. Corey and Wally, who I know you know very
Bob
well,
Horner.
Are going to get it done.
I forgot about Bob Horner yesterday, the old third baseman for the Braves.
That was only
Horner.
Packers.
Horner's Corner. Remember the big fella? Third baseman, Bobby Horner with the Braves.
Bob is Bob.
Flowing blonde hair. Yeah,
Bob
I
is
remember.
Bob.
Bigger fella.
Bob is Bob.
All right. Bob. We'll have to hold off on Tausch's card game, not to be confused with Sheep's Head. But we do have to play a game, and that game is trivia. Jesse,
the Sheboygan community really got after me about not giving him a higher ranking in Sheep's Head.
It is a
Not
sheep's
happy.
Head hotbed and probably was ranked lower than it should have been. Maybe a Wood County bias factoring in a little bit as well.
There was a Wood County bias.
Yeah. Today's category is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. The Badgers host Miami of Ohio on Thursday night. Jesse, I can't ask Tausch this. Do you know the line for that game right now?
I do. 17 or 17 and a half, depending on where you're checking it out. I saw it at 17 and a half at the Hard Rock on Saturday morning before our college game day preseason special.
Well, we can't take caller 17 and a half, so we're going to take caller 17 right now, caller 17, to play trivia, 844-770.
So if the Brewers are ahead by 17 games, they would need to win it by 16 and a half, right, according to Homer? Is that how this works?
I have not heard this. I would love to discuss this further with you, but I would love more to get a caller.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 17 plays trivia. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We'll keep you updated during the 11 o'clock hour on the Packers cuts. And Bill Huber, our go-to guy at SI.com, if you haven't followed him, he'll also point out questionable toasts to legends. Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome our contestant. It is Elijah in Poinette. Elijah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
Elijah, just to be clear so I get this right, is it the soft J, Elijah, or is it Elijah? What do you prefer?
Probably the soft J.
Oh, the soft J, like y'all game.
I was listening earlier when you guys were talking about the Isaiah or Isaac stuff. I get called all those names all the time.
Hmm. Very biblical.
Pretty much.
What did Elijah do?
Yep.
Why do they call you Isaiah if your name's Elijah?
I don't know. I get Isaiah, Jeremiah,
Lamentations,
my brother's name's
Ezekiel,
Levi. I get
Daniel.
Levi a lot. Okay.
Bob is Bob.
Yeah.
Elijah,
my middle name's
Elijah.
Kane. I know
Kane?
What he did. Yeah. There is a book of Elijah. I know that. I have not read it.
That's true. Well, I hope you're able to get 3 for 3 here today.
All right. Well, let's do Deuteronomy trivia.
Thank you, Kay.
That was not bad. Yeah. All right, we'll go. All right, let's start. It is not Bible trivia. It is Badgers trivia. Question number one is this. Wisconsin opens the season hosting Miami, Ohio. Is that how we're referring to them now, Jesse? Is that what they prefer? Not Miami of Ohio?
Yeah, Miami, Ohio. Usually they do the parentheses O-H. Otherwise, you do the comma, Miami, Ohio.
Okay. Miami.
Or Miami University they also like because it's the U is the one in
Cradle
Florida.
Cradle of coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miami, Ohio, on Thursday night at Camp Randall Stadium. Which team does Wisconsin play in week 2 of this season? Is it East Tennessee State, Middle Tennessee State, or slightly off-center Tennessee State?
Let's go with East Tennessee State.
You know, Jesse, this is supposed to be a gimme. Middle Tennessee State. I know you were thinking, maybe it is slightly off center Tennessee State, but it's not. It is Middle Tennessee State.
SOT State.
Good work, fellas. Question two is this.
What if Tausch wants to ask a question?
No, Jason knows. Jason's got it. Vocal rest. We're keeping it tight.
Wait, he's got to call a game on Thursday.
He's got a game on Thursday.
Question two. Wisconsin has won 27 straight non-conference home openers dating back to 1995. When which ranked opponent came to Camp Randall Stadium?
Oh, I know this answer.
And notched a 43-7 victory over the Badgers.
Wasn't that close. Wasn't that close.
Hint, the game was played in prime time. Was that opponent Washington, Colorado, or Boston College?
Oh, jeez. Colorado or Washington. Let's go with Boston College.
No.
Jesse, stop laughing. That's not very nice.
Said, Washington or Colorado.
You can laugh
Let's go Boston
want.
College.
I don't know.
The game.
Hey, Jason, we can laugh. Laughing's fun. Laughing at a clown now.
We're laughing. We're not laughing with him, though. We're laughing at him.
I don't think he emphasized the hint enough.
Well, you said prime time.
Buffalo.
None of those games ring prime
they
time today. Prime time. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm a little slow. Yeah. I'm a little slow.
Oh, I thought it was Buffalo.
You got it.
We got Buffalo.
It was Colorado.
Fun fact,
but
Jesse,
but
that
prime
was the first college game I ever suited up for.
Wow.
Do you still have your
Stewart back then?
The box score said Coy Detmer was the starter that night.
Yeah, I know Rozga. Oh, okay. Tim Rozga, who is a great return guy and holder for us, his brother had a stripped one and went the other way. That kind of any hope that we had, that finished it. So that was a tough night. You know what was irritating about that night, Elijah? All summer, we're doing 2 and 3 days. And again, I am a young kid. I don't know jack about jack. We're doing 2-a-days, and it's hot, and it's miserable. And we saw Rick Neuheisel was the coach. And he's taking his guys whitewater rafting. They're going zip lining. And Coach Alvarez gets up. These guys, they're out doing this. They don't respect you, blah, 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 blah. And next thing you know, none of it mattered. We were all like, maybe we should have went whitewater rafting up in Crivets, up in Jesse's neighborhood. That was a humbling stretch for the old Wisconsin Badgers versus the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yes, the scoring started in the first quarter with Neil Voskarichian booting a 27-yard field goal. It was only 3-0 after the first quarter.
Sweet throwbacks on with the sweet W's on.
Yeah, they looked like the Cowboys alternate uniforms. Yep. Yeah. A little bit of a weird memory from that game. I remember this. You know who had a touchdown catch in that game right before halftime? Noted murderer Ray Carruth. Remember him?
Hey.
Yep.
Way to bring the vibe of the show up. Wow. Nice job. Yeah.
All right. Question three. He's gotten the first two wrong. Can I bring it any further down?
So, you know what? Nothing brings a mood up more than mentioning a noted murderer. Really well done, Chase.
Steve Roszka with your 75-yard fumble return for a touchdown. All right. Question three, Elijah, and you're up.
Just for the record, he did not murder anybody that we know
he
of.
He did not. Allegedly. Right? Not yes, that we know of, no. Sure. All right, question three, Elijah, is this.
Ugh. You're a beauty. You are a beauty.
Ray Carruth!
No, I understand.
Oh, Nelly!
Sometimes things don't need to be brought up, but I'll be honest, I didn't know that, and now I learned something. So not
Neil
only
Voskarichian.
Did we get beat by guys that were out whitewater rafting and everything else, there's also a noted murderer that was on that team that scored on us.
Indeed. All right, Elijah, this is your last chance to get one right.
Nice.
Since 2000, only three FBS college football programs have recorded more winning seasons than Wisconsin. Ohio State and Georgia are two of them. Whew. Which of these teams is the third? Okay.
Yeah, there's a tough one.
It is. Is it Alabama, Clemson, or Oklahoma?
Ooh, tough question.
Yeah, very.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, it's extremely
tough. That's a very tough question.
No, I do not know this one.
So it's probably not Alabama, because that would be my first guess.
It's too obvious.
Then Oklahoma. Let's go with Oklahoma. Oh, perfect.
Jason, you were very stoic. I was trying to read if it got it right, and you didn't really. You must be reading something else on your Jumbotron there.
The Jumbotron. Yeah. I don't feel great when someone goes 0-3.
That's a tough day.
And I don't think we did him a whole lot of favors.
He should have had Middle Tennessee on the first one and we gave him a hint on the second one.
Listen, we're not gonna right. I understand the last two were tricky, but the first one was a layup. Elijah missed it. And you missed
layup. Yeah, I don't need a pity party. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
He's a pro.
Why
he's
are you babying Elijah so much? Elijah, he's babying you. Like, this is part of the deal with trivia. If you don't do it, you're going to get
Elijah. He didn't get one
you're going
right.
to get a little criticism, just like Jesse toasting the wrong beer.
Well,
I still get one entry. That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all you need. All you need is one.
It's the first thing Elijah's gotten right.
Yep.
Read more about Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 18. All right, Elijah, we appreciate you. You got one entry. Yeah. We'll see if it's enough to win on Friday. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that's how Tosh felt in 99, I think, probably, huh? I think I might just hit the lake and go on a jet ski after this.
Well, everyone has priorities.
Really
good luck
good
with
idea.
That. Tosh. Maybe what
he meant 95.
He meant 95.
But he got steamrolled by Colorado.
I was going to say 99. We had a pretty good year.
He's going to go whitewater rafting.
It's weird that Barry Alvarez and the baby don't sound all that different.
I'm telling you, man, we were sitting in those meetings, and when he brought that up, all of us were like, boy, that would be nice. A little whitewater rafting during the middle of August.
Sounds like a good question for Barry next week on his show if that backfired as a motivational tool. Should have offered you guys Coors Lights. That might have helped.
I don't know how legal that would have been when we were 18 and 19, but I'll tell you right now, as where I'm at, tailgating pregame, after a whitewater rafting trip. How nice is that? You crack open that Blue Mountains. Woo! Doggy, that's when you're having a great time. And Coors Light is there, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill refreshingly cold, just like that water when the Colorado Buffaloes were whitewater rafting. And only 102 calories, Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado. That's probably where they were whitewater rafting. It's Golden,
just
Colorado.
Out of curiosity, sure. To test your memory,
sure.
What was the next game that season, and how did you fare?
East Tennessee?
No clue.
You tied Stanford at Stanford.
Tough one.
Yeah, I didn't make that trip. I'm sure you probably don't. That was not a trip I made. But yeah.
Palo Alto.
We will make
just
a trip.
Just wait, we had two ties that season? Because we tied the last tie. This is a fun trivia question.
Oh, this
the last
is, yeah.
tie in college football history was versus the Fighting Illini. Where they almost killed, like they literally almost killed Daryl Bevel. Hardy and Simeon Rice almost
and
killed Daryl Bevel.
Okay.
So there were two ties that season?
I'll fact check that and get back to you in the 11 o'clock hour, which starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.